A Nigerian church escapes attack. New tools are coming for Bible translators in Indonesia. And a people group in Papua New Guinea are studying God's Word in their own language. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A Nigerian church dodged a bomb explosion. The bomb was found at Revival Church in central Nigeria and safely removed. This discovery came on the heels of attackers who shot and killed 19 Christians in another church the day before. Carl Muller with Open Doors USA says the attackers have an agenda.
This is an intentional effort on the part of the Muslim extremists to drive Christians completely out of the country.
Open Doors is working with the Nigerian church rebuilding sanctuaries, replacing Bibles, and encouraging.
It's a daunting challenge because there's so much violence in the area. Open Doors is often the primary organization going in when others are coming out.
The gospel message is believers' ultimate source of strength and hope.
Pray for the church in Nigeria, that they would pray for those who persecute them, not attack them, and then that they would be able to rebuild and continue to bring the hope of Jesus Christ to their fellow countrymen.
Next, you rarely hear about Saudi Arabia on MNN. It's hard getting information from a place the government says is 100% Muslim, backed up by a death sentence for conversion. Well, this is a cool story. A Muslim woman on YouTube says she's now a Christian. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton is amazed.
To see a Saudi woman put her face, even though it's veiled, but to put her face on the internet and say, I'm not a Muslim anymore, I'm a Christian now. She basically is signing her own death warrant.
The video has angered authorities who fear Saudi young people are turning to Jesus. Nettleton is issuing this call to prayer, especially now.
It is the middle of Ramadan. Muslims all over the Arabian Peninsula are fasting and praying and seeking God. Let us pray that they find him, just as this lady did in a dream when Jesus came to her. Let us pray that many more Muslims will meet Jesus.
Help get underground Christians a Bible at our website. This is Mission Network News. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship just got some good news from New York. After being de-recognized earlier this year, InterVarsity's chapter on the campus of the University of Buffalo has been restored to official student organization status. In part, the student-wide judiciary ruled that it was not discrimination for a religious group to want its leaders to agree with its core beliefs. The situation helped create awareness about InterVarsity in the student body. Pray for gospel opportunities on campus. Meanwhile, here's a little geo quiz for you. What country is made up of thousands of islands and boasts over 250 languages? The answer? Indonesia. This is also why Wycliffe Associates' Bruce Smith says they've made the country a high priority for Bible translation work.
Many of them are not literate even in their first language, let alone in second and third languages. So a lot of the communication of Scripture and the gospel has to be in oral forms.
They're providing tools in the form of a translation center in West Timor. Already about halfway through a five-year building project, they're raising funds to get her done.
The teams in that area are working in 23 languages, and they've already identified 80 additional languages in this region alone that are still without one verse of Scripture.
Smith says the urgency is building, too.
Really, the whole testimony of Indonesia for the past 50 years is the responsiveness of people when they hear the gospel in a language and in a form that they understand.
And translation work for the Dinangat people in Papua New Guinea hit a major milestone. After 6 years, New Tribes Missions' Ralph Schlegel and his translation team converted 1,700 verses of God's Word into the Dinangat language. They recently printed the translation portions of Scripture so the Dinangat people can start growing in their faith. 6,000 verses still need to be translated. They're working on 1 Timothy next. You can support their ministry at our website. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. All this month, Mission Network News is offering the book Reformation and Foreign Missions by Bob Finley with Christian Aid Mission. He says missionaries from industrialized countries can be counterproductive and needs to be reformed. Find out why when you get this free provocative look at missions. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.